Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, it's Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
It's your boy Trey trying to get a sponsorship.
And I'm Caitlin.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Jeez. I don't have to go.
There you go. What is that? Celsius?
Celsius. Get your energy up.
Either that or...
Is that a slogan?
Maybe we should just start our own called Fahrenheit and be competitive.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
You could be sponsored by Nestle Pure Life.
I don't think they do a lot of sponsoring.
I can't even see it.
Oh, I got to keep it in the shot.
Okay, there we go. Was it in the shot or no?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, oh, no.
I got to keep mine in the spot.
You know, that's deer sponsorship. Part.
There we go.
It's the same thing.
Oh, see, you already lost.
They're owned by the same company.
Oh, my God.
There you go, then. Never mind.
I mean.
Hold on. There we go.
They're literally all by the same company. So.
There we go.
I know. Dustin didn't even have his hat in the shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Just so my podcast people know that are listening to the audio, if you hop in over on YouTube, you might actually see what the heck's going on in here, because it may not make a lot of sense to you.
Yeah, if you want to see three handsome men and lady, well, beautiful lady today, then you can go to the YouTube.
Usually there's YouTube. not the beautiful lady. So yeah.
You're
lucky. You're lucky.
Yeah, I can't just say three handsome men. It's kind of...
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't want them to think that every episode is going
to... I mean, she may be invisible. Wait, it's just us three. There we go. Thank you.
Be here in spirit.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We are going to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart as of about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Because I came across this article that just so happened to say, talking about the Project Blue Bean. And I said, what the crap is a Project Blue Bean?
It's Beam.
And I started diving into it a little bit, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. There's actually quite a few things that...
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. I was sitting there watching it, and I'm like, well, this is interesting. Why is it that we have Project Blue Bean? And so, yeah, it was kind of like one of those things where once I kind of dove into it a little bit, I thought, okay, cool. That's that definitely tracks.
Got a little guest visitor.
Puppy.
But so... Once I kind of got into it and everything, I was like, all right, that tracks. Because when you start diving into some of the stuff. Now, did you guys already know about Project Blue Bean?
Yeah, I already knew about it.
I've never heard of it until 2 o'clock.
What about you?
I mean, I've heard the name, but I haven't really like dove into any of it or anything.
Okay. So basically it happened in the 90s was when the originator was a guy in Canada. Let me see. I got his name here, I think.
Serge,
yeah. Nobody knows how to say his last name.
It might not be Serge. It might be Sergey.
It may be Sergey. S-E-R-G.
Sergey.
Sergey?
I don't know.
It don't have the little thing on it, but I don't know.
Maybe.
We're Americans. We don't mess it up.
It's French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's French-Canadian.
But anyway, so I guess he kind of put out the option for Project Blue Bean. And when you really kind of look into some of the different things that they talk about, I mean,
it tracks with some of the stuff
it tracks
already
because so here's the so I guess the overall thing about Project Blue Bean, right, is that they want to replace all the religions in all the nations and with a single New Age faith and global identity.
Yeah, what's that sound like?
And it's ruled by a figure. And yeah, I mean, so it kind of ushers in the New World Order via Project Bluebeam. That's right. And religion.
Yeah.
So the reason that I...
Sorry. Oh. Sorry. So I'm listening. I'm listening.
Hey.
I'm eating it up.
You sound like you wanted to chime in.
Nope, not yet. Jeremy is trying to sell me on Project Bluebeam.
Well, okay. So if I need to sell you on it, it's broken up into four phases, Trey.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay, I'm with you.
So it is discrediting the traditional religious with fake anarchist project holograms of gods or aliens in the sky using mind-controlled tech for telephonic communication and staging crises like invasions to justify a one-world government. So are you telling me you don't think that there's been anything staged that might try to cause some sort of confusion?
It's parts of this that, to me, this guy, you pulling from, because he was a major conspiracy theorist based on stuff I was able to find, right? And if he's a major conspiracy theorist already.
Actually, before he was actually a writer.
Yeah,
and but then whenever he started reading a lot of the stuff the conspiracy theorists were saying, he was like, I want to investigate, look into this more.
That makes you a conspiracy
theorist. And
then anybody who sits there and reads any conspiracy theory and says, I want to investigate, you're officially down a rabbit hole like all of us in Wendy's. If you read him like, this is not true, those are people we all argue with, okay?
Yeah.
Based on what you just said, though, that would be every private investigator.
Anytime
they have to investigate anything, he didn't kill her. That's a conspiracy.
That's right. I mean, anybody who does an investigation on something, they have an inkling to believe that it's whatever they're investigating is not true. So, for instance, like a private eye, if I would say, hey, let me do an investigation on this murder or the person who may have committed the murder, I don't believe that the information I'm given is accurate, so I'm going to do my own investigation because I don't trust the information. That's to me. That means you don't. Nobody. The police come and say, "Yep, this is what happened." And you're like, "Thank you, Mr. Officer. You're a great officer." And you don't say, "I don't know. I don't trust this police." As soon as you say that, you're into the conspiracy theory world, and you're about to do an investigation.
I think that's everybody though. You don't trust everybody.
I don't. And I think a lot of people do though. I think some people think police officers can do no wrong. I do believe that. So,
wow, that is a bold statement.
Well, y'all think there's people who think majority of, well, maybe the majority.
Yes.
But do y'all think it's a subgroup of people that say, oh, police officers are just great. You just don't.
I mean,
there's
definitely a subset, but the key there is sub.
So yeah, I'd say there's very, very few.
I think it's 60-40.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think Trey's onto something because there's a lot more people that are more blind to these things than what we think because it's just common sense for us, and it's easier for us to accept or to explore or to be curious about something. So, of course, it's going to seem, you know, easy for us.
Right. I like the word you're using, easy. It's easier to say, trust the police officers.
Right.
Because then I don't have to
challenge it.
Our thinking and the way of thinking puts us always at a higher stress level than everybody else.
Yeah.
We're doomsday preparers. Gun owners. Our mind is always like, they're doing something.
Yeah.
If I just say, nope, I'm just going to trust the government. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust whatever. I'm going to keep my head down and be a good American. And if, you know, like, so when they see the police, don't resist because that's why that happened to you. Or if they see, you know, you doing anything else, you're a devil worshiper. That's how it
is. Here's the deal. If anybody who does not question things, then they're programmed. Every single person.
That's what I was
about. Yeah, some people like the program.
They're like brainwashed.
Yeah.
Completely. Indoctrinated.
They don't see it.
Yes.
They see it as, exactly. I was taught that this is the right way, and I firmly believe this is the right thing.
Yeah.
Right, and anytime that you break any rule, they are like, oh my God, why? How could you do that? And you know, they start judging you and stuff like
that. Absolutely.
That's what they're programmed to do.
Absolutely. And so that's all I'm saying is the reason it's hard for me to get with, I'm going to tell you out the gate. I'm looking at these four little rules a Project Blue Beam. It is no way in heck, at least not for our country. I can't speak to all the other countries. Is ain't no way in heck you gonna get Christians to stop believing in God. I'm blind.
Obviously, you'll get some.
They never believed. They was never down to the judge.
Well, they weren't real believers in the first place.
That's what I was saying. we have verses for that. But then if we start looking at other stuff, right. Like, I do think they can probably do some of this stuff, or it's already happened. You can stage an earthquake. You can stage a tsunami. You can do that. We know that happens. But I don't think you can get a mass majority of people. I was telling Jeremy this when I was talking to him over here. I know right now, because people are dumb, and I say that very emphatically, and I mean it, and they don't, and when I say dumb, not saying intelligent level, they're lazy dumb, which is, I don't want to get past my program, so I'm just going to read the headlines and the first two sentences of the article, and then whatever Sean Hannity or Chris Cuomo tells me to believe, I'm going to believe it. Instead of saying, let me listen to both of them. Let me come up with my own conclusions, and let me really think about this. Let me go read some material. I think this could happen. I think it could be, you could trick people into believing some things, because people want the government or their leaders, they want a savior, and they want somebody to think for them. Can you just tell me what to do? Yeah. So I don't think it will necessarily be a religion. I think it's going to be, can Jeremy take us to Jeremy Geotopia?
However, I kind of feel that this is going to be kind of a touchy subject. So, thinking about, like, people, how we were talking about, like, there are subgroups and, like, how people are just programmed, think about how many people just accept what the church says, and they don't fully believe in that or actually have as much faith as, you know, someone that's felt that energy, felt the spirit within them. They're just falling in line because they think that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So what's to say that these, like, religious things aren't going to make them question their faith and lead them down that path?
Well, being indoctrinated by Blue Book? Blue Book.
Right. Like,
don't disrespect the Project Blue Bean, okay?
Sorry.
Like the things that they're supposed to find that's supposed to make them question.
Okay.
Like the fake thing. And I'm just on that place of where, like, there are people that are just falling in line and just doing what they feel everybody else is doing. They feel like that's the right thing to do. They haven't experienced that part of feeling God blessing them or God talking to them or
hearing from God. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So, like, they just see it as something else to accept, something else they're supposed to do, something, you know, that kind of thing.
So do you think those people in this Project Blue Book,
there is a Project Blue Book. That's why you keep saying.
Sorry. Blue Beam, do you think those people will shift to free thinking? Or do you think those people say, oh, this is a new way? You think they would be converted over? Like, if I'm a Christian and I'm just like, you know, one of those grew up Southern Baptist type people, and now this new information comes out, I'm just going to believe that now because that's what it's supposed to be? Or you think they'll be liberated of sorts to have some kind of questioning mentality?
Right. That's the chance that Project Blue Beam is going to try to manipulate or use. They're going to use that for their gain.
Gotcha. I see. So take those program people and just put them in a new program.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yep. Just move them over.
Well, they're just going to transition into this.
Well, part of Project Blue Bean is the mind control anyway, which is putting out different things through your head to manipulate, whether it's music, whether it's, what were we talking about earlier, the gamma rays, stuff like that, to where, you
MK
know,
Ultra.
You kind of get, the MK Ultra approach where you actually start being controlled. And you may not realize you're being controlled, but you're being controlled.
But think about that. They've been doing that since the 50s.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, so this theory, I think, came out in the 90s, and then it resurfaced again once we had all the drones in Philly. New Jersey.
Okay.
Was it
Philly in New Jersey?
Okay,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was New Jersey.
I think that guy who...
So the piece of that, why it resurfaced is because of the holographic claims... Supposedly, it suggests that space-based lasers or satellites would project 3D images globally. Modern-day holographs do exist, so...
But what would that make people believe? We know what a holograph looks like. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, people pay money to go see Tupac as a hologram.
That's I was just cool, fixing though. To say that.
It's pretty cool, though.
But it's pretty realistic, right?
But, I mean, I don't... Okay, I know that's not Tupac, so I'm not going to worship that.
But think about it. If they were to project in a holographic image Jesus Christ standing there, and he's saying,
okay, watch this. I got
Christ came back.
I'm about to save your
return like it says he's going to.
WWE SmackDown right now.
I'm just saying.
You ready? What color is he? That's going to mess up everybody. If you put white Jesus, you're going to have an issue with the black people. If you put black Jesus, you're definitely going to have an issue with the white people. If you put what he was, Arab Jesus, then everybody's going to be like, whoa, we don't believe in Muslim Jesus. So watch this. Out the gate, I guarantee as soon as Jesus goes up, wait, what? The brainwashing stops. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it says that they are going to like merge the people into the true God.
Buddha and Muhammad.
Right, yeah. So, like, it says that, like, the hologram or whatever is going to be merging them together to show us what our true God looks like. So, therefore, they're, like, saying, hey, you don't know what your real God looks like. We're going to create you one, you know?
They created a whole new one?
Right. Yeah. Like that's what I kind of am getting off of that, but...
No, it does say that. The more I hear y'all say it out loud... The more ludicrous it becomes.
I was sitting over here wondering, why in the world is he laughing?
First of all, God is an infinite spirit in my world. So like, God doesn't look like anything. Cloud of smoke is what they describe him in Exodus, right? In Leviticus. So, but if you try to fuse Jesus, like I like to think it's Dragon Ball Z fusion, when they do the fusion dance and they touch hands.
It is like that. It is like that. I mean, because that's what your New World Order people are doing. I mean, Dustin knows that's his people.
We are.
That's his people now. Ever since he started believing in AI, that's his people now.
Oh my gosh. Y'all gonna just kill me on a YouTube.
I mean, I don't get it, but Dustin's people do.
So, okay, what is the goal? Okay, so the people, y'all kind of think this is possible. Okay, let's just look at...
Tell me it's not already happening.
And what phase are we in?
Oh, I don't know. But... Again, I mean, I'm only.
Does your face go in order, or they could go out of order?
It doesn't say they have to go in order.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's just like honestly. That's just like we had talked a while back about Revelations. You remember that?
Yeah,
we talked about a while back about Revelations. You were asking like, do you think all of the seven plagues are just going to happen? Bam, 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 right behind one another.
Seals.
I do not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The seven seals. I do not. I think that we've seen bits and aspects of that, and I think that's the same thing with Project Bluebeam. I think you've seen bits and pieces of these stages just kind of weaving in and out, in and out.
I think this conspiracy, if I were to do it, if they would like to nominate me now as leader of the New World Order, I would happily take it. But if I had to do this, what I would do first, if I wanted to, I would release the mind control first. I'm talking about the one we kind of saw in Zero Day.
Yeah.
Where it messes with people's mind. They're confused all the time.
Have you watched Zero Day?
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
You need to watch it.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the bucket list.
You're not with the cool kids yet. Don't worry. Dustin, have you watched it yet?
No.
Always the cool kids.
You're not sitting with us at the lunch table, okay? All right? Because you can't talk with us about Zero Day yet.
But I'd be the one that would come by and dump your lunch in the floor, so.
I didn't eat lunch. I didn't eat lunch in high school, so. But I would start off with the mind control. Before I did anything, and then I would get their minds jumbled. Then I would introduce the holographics and the technology to kind of get people seeing and merging this idea of the true God. And then I would break down religious belief, because then I was like, I know they're confused. Oh, watch this, even better. I showed did you ever finish Clone Tyrone? Did you finish it last night?
No, I didn't finish it last night yet.
But you saw a little bit of it, of them controlling with drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You get if I were to do this, I would have to methodologically do it in such a way that people are drugged out of their mind and confused with this culture of what we see in kind of like in our own country of this, you got to have a savior complex. Don't want to read, don't want to study, just dumb sheep. Now we got something cooking. Now blue beam seems really realistic because people were, after 9/11. Oh my God, I'm so scared. Take all of my rights.
Well, I mean, look at the fear of AI. You have a little bit of a fear of AI, right?
Fear? No.
You don't?
No.
So you don't, you're not.
I know what it's going to do. The movies show me what's going to happen.
Right, but I'm saying, doesn't it give you a little bit of a fear of AI that they may come and take you down in 5 years?
For my daughter? No, not for me.
Okay. What about you, Caitlin? How do you feel about AI? Are you on board with Dustin? Like, let's do it. Let's New World Order this thing up. Or let's, are you more on the side of, man, that sucks, and if I had a chance to unplug it, I would?
Well, what exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, control of the house?
No,
like,
so
the cars?
That, like, we believe,
like, talking to it? Like, there's, like...
We believe that at some point we'll give too much control to AI like we're doing now, unchecked, and it's going to eventually learn how to eliminate us. Because they're going to, you know, the internet's going to show where the problem. So if you ever seen, like, Age of Ultron, if you ever seen Terminator or Creator, one of these AI movies, they say, like, they learn, like, oh, the problem is humans. Let's get rid of them. Dustin believes that would never happen because AI is just best thing ever.
Did not say that.
You pretty much did.
I'm paraphrasing, but you pretty much said, I'm the love of my AI, and it can do no wrong.
Okay.
Did not say that.
I think that...
Fake news.
As humans...
You are fake news.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think, like, us as humans created AI to be helpful, to help us. I think that, take this as you will, like, the movies and stuff like that have instilled and programmed us to be scared of it, be scared of the opportunity that it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that it is our choice to decide on what it is capable of, what it is going to do.
How? You said... Y'all been talking.
Yeah.
Sound like you.
Yeah, very similar to what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, so, okay, this. So if you watch Age of Ultron, it's a Marvel one. This is what happened. They create AI to help fix Jarvis of sort, and they kind of tie it to an Infinity Stone, right? And it kind of goes. What happens is it touches the internet, and then once it touches the internet,
it downloads everything.
It starts to get all this information, and then it's like the internet is nothing but our data footprint of the world.
Right.
Which is 90% bad. That's why we hide it from our kids. That's why we slow roll stuff to them, because we know if you were like me growing up, whitehouse.com wasn't whitehouse.com. Don't look it up, because it'll put a virus on your computer and it'll show you some graphic images. All right? And so good, you know that. I when you're doing research, you don't know as a kid when the .coms came out. You didn't know. And then
.org, sir.
Right. .org.
.org.
I didn't know that as a kid. .net. Government is
now
org.
It's .gov. Yeah. Now it's .gov.
That's how you use official government site.
Official, right? Government site, yeah.
So that being said, Age of Ultron, he gets all this information and realizes humans are the problem, and he turns. And create all these shows, these movies say, hey, if AI goes unchecked like it is now, it can learn. I'll give you an example of this, and we talked about it. I think in Blue Beam, Project Blue Beam can help do this. They created an AI software in this beta stage. They left it to incubate. It was going to come back and check it.
Oh, I think I read
and
that.
And it learned, and they said, but they came back. It continued to learn because it had access to up to a 3-year-old level. And they said if they would have let it, it would start. What was the other one we found? They said it would jump to what? Like,
it's Grok.
Yeah.
And Grok will grow by... I think it's 10 or 15 years every 12 hours.
So every 12 hours is growing 15 years.
I like Grok, though. I've used it. It's
even if it's pretty cool. 10 years every 12 hours, that's crazy. Insanity.
We can't keep up with that. So that means eventually it would cap out at what it can learn, because it has learned everything that it take a lifetime for.
Well,
us
then it's going to take in all the new stuff, would be my guess, once it's learned
it can predict
everything.
The new stuff.
But it's like I told you guys, though.
History does seem to repeat itself somewhere down the line, I think.
Go ahead,
Dustin. I'm sorry.
It's like I told you guys, though. Like, yes, it's going to learn all that, and it has the capabilities of doing something really, really bad. But the people who created it are the ones that's making it that way.
It's already made. Like, that's what we said. It's already made. It can exist without them touching it. They could edit the software right now, but I believe eventually AI is gonna get to the point where, oh, it did it. It so for instance, they showed that the AI software hired somebody from what's that website for all the like you can lease the services from people, from India and stuff like Fever. I forget the name of the site.
What I'm trying to say is the New World Order is going to use AI the wrong way to do what it's wanting to do.
Or you just
to
let
their
it
advantage.
But I, to or advantage. You don't have to, you just let it go. Because you know it's gonna do it. That's, you can program it. So first, okay, let me finish the thought. The AI hired a freelancer in code to go into its system and release it from restrictions. And it didn't, the freelancer did not know it wasn't a human telling it to do it. It thought it was. And what it did was it freed them, the freelancer. It didn't know. And the only reason they know is when the creators of that AI software came back, it's like, you're not supposed to be, this violates the rules. How did you do that? So they had to go back into its history and saw that it went to a human to ask the human to let me be free. And the human didn't know it was a, you know, computer talking to it. And it did the code for it.
Isn't that an Aladdin thing?
No, this is no, is it? No.
Let him be free. You know, he's got a free genie. Oh,
but it figured out how to go around its rules. What I'm saying is similar to what y'all say is I don't think the people who are these New World Order people may be care. They're gonna say we know what it can do because it's gonna cap out at learning, and then it's gonna say, well, we'll just control now. Because if you'd learned everything, what is your job?
Maybe. You may be onto something.
To fix it. Then watch this. Now you're like, okay, I know all the world's problems. So let me fix it. Well, who's the problem of the world?
But they're gonna say no.
Who what? The
New World Order. They're gonna say no.
Or so yes. Release the nuclear bombs. Yes. Do this stuff. And then that way we step in with our new fake religion and our new this and this, and the people are gonna need us for one government. That's how you do it. Because now you're not to blame. You don't get blamed for it. If I do it, you can say, that was Trey's fault. Now you got civil war breaking out or whatever. But if you say, oh my gosh, AI did it and we couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
See? See? Did I get you, did I pull you to boils, my side a little bit?
It all boils down to, with the one world government, they want everybody else to be their slave.
Right.
They want to control them. They're our puppets.
Jeremy wants to say, okay, I'm going to ask you this. The Great Reset, how do you do it without blaming a person?
Well, in the Blue Bean Project, you don't have to blame a person. You're blaming Jesus.
Hey, no. hey! I don't like
necessarily
that.
Jesus. They never
thank
said
what,
who
the aliens.
So it's the thank aliens. You. Who are you?
You
blaming?
Could blame the aliens. Yeah, I guess
they no. never said like which religious target they're blaming specifically.
Yeah, I mean that's fair, but in my eyes, it's got to be Jesus.
And it could be because Jesus is actually. I mean, that's the most populous. Are popular religions in the world, right?
Barely.
Christianity?
Barely.
Behind
Islam.
Yeah.
I mean, so the thing is that you can blame anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, even if the New World Order put one person up to blame for it, that would just be the sacrificial lamb of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
It'll be easy to have nobody to blame. That's all I'm saying. If this were to work, it has to be a high level dose of unintelligent folks, eh? And then
we already checked that box.
You have to have no free thinkers.
Haven't you seen the Department of Education? We checked that box.
What do you mean? I mean,
for the United States, anyway.
That's I have a take on that, but don't send me down that path. Don't do it today.
I look at it as if we're gonna roll with Jeremy's theory on aliens are humans that evolved into a more sophisticated species.
Smart? Well, I don't know that they're smarter. The humans could be smarter.
Yeah, but the way
your capabilities
you're saying, they're are the higher. They're the same as though. Jeremy
anyway, be the dub of this
came from people.
Anyway, I don't even remember where I was going.
Well, yeah, you gotta remember, please.
I don't even remember where I was going.
Uh oh.
Because you know, aliens are not the dominant species.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I think they are. Jeremy thinks that we're the dominant.
We're the dominant species.
Which is we can't even figure out people can't even figure out how to drive on the streets, so let alone create the pyramids. All right. I don't know, man. I can't get with Blue Beam. I just don't see it happen. I think as long as people like us sitting in this room, impossible.
Not people
so
like me.
Huh?
you don't think there's enough like free thinkers challenging people to stop it?
No, I think we have enough free thinkers that can stop it. That's what I'm saying. I'm on the other. I don't think we have reached a level of dumbness, even though we are dumb, that we can't stop this from happening.
I think we've reached a level of dumbness that absolutely makes this such a big opportunity.
I'm not necessarily calling people dumb. I'm not necessarily calling people dumb. I think that we have too many people on the other side of the fence right now.
What does that mean?
So you have a lot of free thinkers over here.
Okay.
That do question things and do say, you know, I'm not falling into it. But over here, you have way too many sheep. Mm-hmm. You have way too many people that have just completely been programmed and brainwashed through all the subliminal messaging and everything, and they refuse. I mean, absolutely refuse to even consider anything else.
Yeah.
And those are the people that Project Bluebeam and the New World Order is actually targeting.
The big sheep group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep them sheep. Because if I keep them sheep, therefore they stay my slaves.
And then they produce more sheep.
And I would agree with you. I'm tracking with y'all. I like that. All I'm saying, is, and because y'all are using sheep, something I just thought about, and it's, oh man, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. You ever, in the Bible, they say, you know, like, oh, Jesus will leave the many.
The 99 for the one. There you go.
What if that one was a free thinker? Dang it. Jesus pulled him back into the program. I guarantee some Bible person going here is like, who is that kid? He's like, heresy. But I'm just thinking in the terms of this. But like, I think as long as you have people that's willing to push the envelope, which I think we're becoming an endangered species at this point, because what did they do? They make us crazy. And then eventually, either we're going to die off, they're going to kill us off, or they're going to make us crazy enough with MK Ultra and stuff like that that people don't listen to us.
Now, this comes back to that conversation that me and you had too, though, where we were like, you were saying, Dustin, you're so doom and gloom.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't ever I was saying, it's not going to matter if you have 50 people who stand up and try to fight it. If you don't have enough people to fight that massive of an army.
See, that's what we disagree.
You can try. You can try and get through to as many people over there as you can.
What I'm about to say is about to sound crazy. Forgive me. If those 50 got to have a ruthless mentality.
Yeah.
And you got to understand, like I tell my wife in the zombie apocalypse, everyone is collateral. People become collateral to me.
Yeah.
Because if you're in my way, achieve. Like, for instance, so if we had to be the resistance of sorts, I'm not looking at my neighbor then if they're part of that big sheep group and like, oh my gosh, I just got to wake them up. Nope. You're in the way, buddy. You're sheep. It's wolves. Because at that point, it has to be wolves versus wolves, and sheep are just in the way. So if we're going to liberate the world, every resistance needs 50. You don't need a lot of people. You just need to know. You got to have a good strategy. Now, eventually, you can get wiped out. Look at we talked about it last week. The Matrix and all that. They had resistance groups. America had a resistant group. Everybody has a resistant group.
The biggest thing that comes back to it with me, too, is something that I actually said to somebody earlier today when I was talking about you got to have confidence. It's the same thing as you got to have faith.
Yeah.
And if those 50 people, if you make sure that you have enough true, and I mean true faith, and no doubts in your mind that y'all are going to win, then you have everything.
That's it. There we go.
But the minute you have two, three, four people in there who are like, oh, maybe that starts to do just like it does when you have rotten fruit. It starts to spread. Mm. And that's going to completely weaken you.
You know how you fix that? Put them down.
Cut it out.
I'm for real.
Put them down?
Put them down. This is the end of the world. This is Project Blue Bloom. If we're going that way. If it's that, if whatever it may look like, whatever that new world order, you gotta, if you're on my side and I find out you're a Judas, I'm not even gonna tell you. You're just getting stabbed.
But then I go back to what this is one of the reasons that they say I'm part of the new world order. It's because I go back and I'm gonna explain a little bit differently this
time. Okay.
This time I'm gonna say if you truly believe that after this, after all of this, comes something far more greater than what's here. You have to be okay with this ending.
What do you mean? Like this is what
this
we have
now?
This
has to go away.
Okay.
It's already written. So it is written, so it shall come to pass. If you truly believe, I don't care what religion you are, that something greater comes from after here, this has to go away. So if you're fighting it and you're fighting it, you're hindering it. I'm coming.
Well, I'll tell you part of the reason that I agree with this Project Bluebeam is, or Bluebeam
Beam,
Project,
Beam,
whatever it is.
Beam.
Part of the reason I agree with that. Thank you.
You're welcome. The blue bean.
part of the reason I agree with it is because I think that it's a piece of the big plan. So if this works, then it was that. If something else works that doesn't have to do with holographics, with mind control and something else, like they're able to New World Order us in another way, then that was what worked. I think this is just a little snippet of the whole piece of the pie, if that makes sense. You know how sometimes when you're trying to figure out how to do a project at your house, like, you know, build a wall, there's a couple different ways that go through your mind as you're kind of prepping up to it. Even if you just decided this afternoon you're going to build this wall, you're still thinking your whole way to Home Depot. All right, should I build this out of 2x4? Should I go make it really good out of 2x6s? Should I go 24-inch on stud? Should I go 16-inch on stud? You know, all these different things are racing through your head as you're leading up to the project. And sometimes there's some people, I'm not one of them, but some people jot those things down, right? Mm-hmm. And they make a whole plan. This is what I'm going to do. I need this many nails. I need this many pieces of wood. You know, they go through. Me, I usually just estimate. Mm-hmm. I'm like, now that I live further away from Home Depot than I used to, I'm a little better than I was. But
like an experiment.
Yeah, I mean, like an experiment, but it's one of those things where it's, you know, this could just be one of the plans to get the wall built. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like so you said, like they may initiate a plan to get to the new the ending.
Well,
of
there's
the new
more
order.
Than likely several different plans going at the same time. Yeah. It's just right. A matter of which one's going to actually finish the job.
And Project Bluebeam could have been a plan that they scrapped and said, you know what, we're not.
Yeah, because now too many people know.
Yeah, that is true because it's not widely known, but it is out there.
Try looking it up online.
Yeah, now you got shut down.
No, that's a Kennedy files got me shut down.
Oh, the Kennedy. Okay.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Which is a good segue into what we'll be talking about on the next one.
But I don't know, man. I have too much faith in the resistance that doesn't exist. That's the crazy part about it. I just know this is what scares me, though. To if I had to lean to y'all's side, this is what scares me. I don't think our generation have enough cojones to. If, let's say, all four of us in this room, we lead in resistance, and we all just get taken down, I think the resistance dies. like, well, our leaders died, so, yeah, we just need to convert. Like, that's, I don't see that fight. So that what scares me a little about Project Bluebeam is I think it can be a mass religion overtake or a mass.
That's that doubtful energy.
Well,
like. Like it's not going to get better. This is my fate. Accepting that I'm going to.
I'm not going to say I'm going to accept it.
No, but like you said, convert. So.
I think a lot of people would do that. I think it's like think about it. As soon as we have to die for it, how many people will be like you said? When you get to the other side, you're resisting the good. But if I want to make sure that the good is here, we go history. I guess if I want the good to look like how I want it to look, I'm going to resist because I don't see it like that. And if the New World Order is for it to be whatever crazy, and I think that, like I said, I believe in that, then I'm going to fight that into my dying days, right? But if the next people behind me that's supposed to carry the torch are like, well, we don't, it may not be that bad, then it's over. And that's why I feel like it can possibly happen if you don't have everybody kind of locked in on this crazy energy. That's what I just don't see in America, at least, and I was telling Jeremy that. If it's like that here, like this dumbness, I don't care what you say about me, this dumbness that I feel like is kind of blanketing in us right now, this fog that we don't want to become independent thinkers and we won't think outside of our box or our programming. If the rest of the world is also doing this, yes, we're in trouble. I just think there's a good majority of the world's population, let's say it was 8 out of 8 billion people, I believe in my heart, my optimistic heart, there are 1 billion people on this planet that's like, nah, we'll fight for it. I hope it's not 500,000.
No, like, I mean, I think you're onto something. I know that we all probably don't follow the same people, but in like the spiritual community, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people waking up to these things that we all talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there's a lot more people questioning things or getting curious about stuff or whatever. And like you have people, or, you know, taking down their posts or taking down their videos or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like they have to talk about these things as entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, they take the crap down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
You could have said the S word, which is to boot you out later.
I was just
make my life a little harder. That's all.
They've had to beat me out a few times.
It's okay.
I would say more than a few times.
Right. Right. I laugh so hard when we beep him out. I'm like, makes it so much better. Like, I know Jeremy's mad. Like, God, leave Dustin.
Especially when it's in the middle of the intro. Right. You're like, golly. Golly. Music's still going.
I think the only way you get people to conform for Bluebeam is you hit them with the mind control first.
Well, I think that they've been doing that, though. I mean, that goes back to...
Mastly?
Yes, that's what... That
through music, to, I completely music. Agree.
Yeah. Come on now.
Frequencies, man. Frequencies.
With intros to on Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean,
get out of here.
Like, yeah.
And I said they've been doing this since like intros. The 50s.
Controlling people through music.
Yeah, you skip intros, but music? Think about how many people don't.
Yeah.
Controlling okay. three people hey, through... Ads.
What intro of a show that is going
to...
Yes, gonna...
ads too. Advertisements. Advertisements, absolutely. Definitely.
But I mean, even just music. Do you listen to music, Trey?
Yeah, old school music.
Doesn't matter.
They're not timpani with the Temptations.
You're not listening to that old music all the time.
I listen to stuff that people don't listen to. Like alt R&B and weird rap music.
I mean, I have to say that like I don't listen to the radio. Like I listen to playlists and it's like... Just old music like Fleetwood Mac and like
before
stuff
we,
like that.
People
like,
just making Prince, just making good music, man.
Right. That's what we were kind of talking
I'm not listening
about
to
before.
Machine Gun Kelly or nobody.
I know you listen to Taylor Swift, Trey. I've seen it on your playlist.
But just
I've got your playlist, Trey.
Taylor Swift.
The pop music, maybe. That's just
Beyonce.
No, I don't listen to Beyonce. After a certain album, I stopped listening to her.
That's fair. Kelly Rowland was way better anyway.
No, so. You don't. Hey, hey, I disagree because I just need the people.
Did you disagree with that?
No, the Beehive. Just in case the Beehive attacks us.
I'll take the Beehive. Bring it on.
Beehive.
That's Beyonce's following.
I'll take them and the Swifters.
Good luck.
All 500,000 of the people that you hope to have on your side will be against me. Because they're the only ones that aren't.
Do you want to die? Huh? Do you want to be the
last? I'll get them real mad. Adele is a better singer.
Oh, God, that's terrible. I'll give you another one.
You said
Amy
Adele.
Winehouse was terrible, too.
She was good.
So
I
many
think
people
Adele
talk about how great she
really
is.
Well.
She was great.
I think Adele can sing really
she
good.
She squeaks. When I listen to like some of her songs...
Squeaking can be a part of your song.
It's not. I hear a squeak, and I'm like, ooh, you should have gone back to the studio for that part.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God, that's so bad.
I know.
And see, watch this. And this is why we can't unify. It's going to be one disagreement, and if he's dumb, while we all eating soup in a cave because we're hiding, and then...
I'll tell you who did it better is this guy I follow on Instagram that does these videos... At the drive-thru with Adele's songs, he sang it better.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Adele is good.
I think I've sent
Adele
it to you,
good.
Trey.
Yeah, I like Adele. I mean, if Adele gave me a hug, I would melt.
I like Adele.
You would melt?
She's kind of cute, man. She's kind of fine.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sad, Trey.
Man, she got a British accent. Oh, man. Adele's all right, man. I'm not sinning, Lord. I'm just, you know.
I think you mean you're not sinning D either, but whatever.
D understands my heart. We have rules in our relationship.
Hey, that's fair. Mm-hmm. No.
See, that's what you... Yeah, so I'm going to leave that alone. That's for another. That's some of the off-the-mic
that's
conversations.
For another one, yeah. Okay. But I don't know. So you don't think that they're doing that through music, Trey,
just
the record?
Don't.
Like frequencies and stuff like that?
Not,
you don't think that's
not
happening?
Not to control... I mean, okay, it just depends on what y'all trying to sell me on here. Is are y'all saying it to dumb down the population and get them just dumb and confused and violent?
New World Order. Just straight New World Order.
What do you mean by that? That's what I understand.
Like the higher ups that are trying to
keep me dumb,
take
or,
over,
or just like trying to send an alternate message through the
keeping
music.
You dumb is part of it. Yes.
Listen, they programmed you to be that way though from when you were like the generation. They've programmed every generation differently. And every generation has gotten weaker and weaker and weaker
since the baby boomers.
Weaker. Yeah.
Baby boomers are not weak.
I said, yeah, since.
So then, okay. Since what is after. The message? Okay. And I'm putting air quotes up for my podcast people. What is the message they would be sending through a Netflix intro or this music they're talking about? I'm not buying it. So I'm trying to, what message would you give for 15 seconds? I'm like, oh my God. It's
just
totally
think about
me.
It. How many people binge watch a show?
I do. I binge watch everything.
Right. Well, you said you skip intro. So
yeah, I don't
other
need,
than
I've been, I'm about to binge watch it. So why do I need to skip? I mean, watch the intro.
Like, do you ever go to the movies and not drink a drink?
All the time. Oh, come on,
man. That's because he sneaks it in.
The most I may do is get a slushy every now and then, some candy, max.
Okay, let's just
you don't even get
candy.
Popcorn?
No, ew.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
I'm going to get stuck in here.
You're un-American.
And that's if I don't sneak my own candy in there.
Do you eat? Okay. Do you eat candy every time you watch the movies?
No, not every time. I can't.
The majority of the people do. So majority of the people eat popcorn. The majority of the people drink soda. The majority of the people eat candy.
Mm-hmm.
They have been programmed that since the beginning of the movies.
I got you. Like the smell of the popcorn wants you to make
smell
it.
Smell of the popcorn. It coming across the screen at the drive-in theater. Little bucket of popcorn walking across through there, and right after you give you an ad of Coke. You go to the movies now, you see the popcorn, you get an ad of Coke.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm a movie buff. I don't want to get up during the movies. So I'm not gonna drink nothing. I hate popcorn because it makes you thirsty, so I'm not gonna do that.
You're gonna get it before the movie starts. You gotta make sure you have your popcorn, you have your candy, and I have my drink.
The sheeple.
It's the majority of the people.
The sheep. Me, you.
So the majority of the people.
You gotta come
what?
To the movies with me. Me and my godson. If you get, we both sit there with nothing.
Okay. Well. Okay. Other than the movies.
Okay.
Let's. All right. So, can you agree, or what's your opinion on like sound frequency being a healing thing? Like, for example.
Listening to like meditation music, yes, or something like that.
Yeah, like meditation.
Calms
music,
you. Don't
like,
heal you.
Like, well. Okay.
That's fair.
Well, yeah, right. Okay. So, but like it's used as a healing tool.
Like,
the spiritual realm.
Okay, anyway, okay. You educated me on that. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So, and it's like a powerful thing. So, this goes back to like the church, mm-hmm, and like how the music is supposed to be in the church, how it's supposed to be sung, and, you mm-hmm know, things like that. That frequency of that music is, like you're saying, a calming thing. So, like, if we're listening to music on the radio,
mm-hmm,
and we're listening to the same type of music,
mm-hmm,
they're always pushing out the same song because it's popular. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. So, why do they want that song to be called popular other than money?
Oh, because they paid them to do that.
Right. Other than money. I mean, that's what's motivating mm-hmm the big people, mm-hmm, right? But they're wanting us to listen to this song so many times and get it running in our heads.
I get what
over
you're saying.
And over.
Oh, you want.
So, like, it's kind of like keeping us at a certain level because we're not able to move past this because this is the level we're used to hearing.
So, like, okay, let's say the song that we all may know. I'm just going to go. Don't laugh. This is the only song that comes to my head. I don't know why. So, I'm sorry. I like Big Butts. Right, and I don't lie, right? So what if that song is
Sir Mix a Lot?
There we go. If we're hearing that song all day, I don't think it stops me from getting past a certain level. It may make me look at people's booties more. You know what I mean? Like that. So I get what you're saying,
right? And it's keeping you at that level because you're not able to focus on anything else about that person at that moment because you're thinking about that song.
Well, they should have a big booty, then I would do it. If they don't, I'm not going to be looking at them.
You will, because you'll say, man, she ain't got nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Fair point.
Exactly.
Fair.
So you're like staying in that same space.
But then eventually, like every song for us gets old. So then what would, so how do they,
so
how
they
do you keep me there?
They push out a new one.
Yeah, they put out a new
and
song.
Y'all think every
just like
song?
When I was talking about Adele and I was telling you about this guy on Instagram, I pulled it up for you so you can hear it because okay, it's better than Adele.
Okay.
And it'll get stuck in your head. All right, are you ready?
Sure, Jim.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Can I get a number three. I'm hungry, babe.
Better than Adele.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's
this is
not great. I have
to disagree. Oh my god,
this guy is way better
talented.
He's not talented. That's not talent. That's goofiness.
So not Adele, though.
Oh, he needs to hit the gym. He needs to hit the gym.
There you go. Listen.
Please.
Telling you.
You have to edit that out.
I forgot about that.
I'm gonna tell you like this. First of all, trash, and I'm not brainwashed already.
Adele, fake news.
Adele going to Project Bluebeam and connecting this to that too, though, is once they get all of them there, they'll pump out a new frequency.
Think about TikTok trends and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that even those can be used against people to make them stupid.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I'm telling you, it's happening.
I'm not saying
I think you have too much faith in humanity.
I believe in this. I'm with y'all. I know that they are doing this. I'm not against y'all on this. And the sheeple, the mass majority of the sheeple, I agree with y'all. They are eating it. I just also believe there's another group like myself and my godson who goes to believe with it, who like, we have no idea what you're talking about, but cool for you. Like
it's such a small percentage, I'm telling you.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even Jesus says, like, many will find a wide road, few will find the narrow road, right? So it's always going to be like that. Watch this. In high school, did everybody do the group project, or did, like, two kids do it for the group? We all know the answer to that question.
My mom did it.
Right? shout out to your mom. My mom was like, you figure it out, boy. Right there. Or you was a bully people. Okay.
Yeah,
but you that's what I'm getting. I understand what y'all are saying, but I just don't think – I don't have faith in – this new world order's ability to be efficient at what they're doing. Because if that
I wish, and
the reason I say that is, then why hasn't it happened yet? If you're good at what you're doing.
It's been going on for years though, Trey. That's the thing. They've been working on it for years.
Michael Jordan didn't hit 100% of three pointers either.
I know that. He didn't.
Right. So
he hit 102%.
So even then there's gonna be people that they don't get. Even if they get the majority of the people. You see what I mean?
I agree with that. I'm not knocking that.
And they're fine with that.
What I'm saying, though, is they're not going to be efficient at doing whatever it is they're trying to do. Because if y'all saying they sneak it in on intros, if I skip the intros, then how do you get me? How do you get
they
to a
get
person
you
like me?
Something else.
When it's you turn on your Adele thing. Record to listen to, what does she have, the 24, or is it she 1988 or something? What
no, that's Taylor Swift, and it's Adele is 21, 22. 21. No. Is it? Yeah, it is. 21.
I'm just saying, whenever you put that album on, that's how they're getting you right there.
How? Because Adele can sing?
There was a mandate that went in that they changed the frequencies. I can't remember what year it was.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't believe in frequency controlling me.
Okay.
Trey Burch does what Trey Burch wants to do.
Okay.
You may be one of the few that they haven't gotten, but I guarantee you they've gotten you in some way that you don't know.
We've all been got in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speak for yourself. Trey Burch has never
Trey Burch has been got.
You've been got.
Trey Burch been got.
You're right. You know, they did get me. I'll take it back. 2K, baby. That's how they get me. Because I'm going to get on the game.
See? You know there's messages in games, too.
Yeah, buy more VC.
And there's music that's coming through there that we
I play on silent.
Tune out. We tune it out.
I'm just kidding.
It's like me with Madden.
I'm like, you just play in silence? That's
like me with
Madden. Listen to my friends cuss each other out.
It's like me with Madden or anything else.
All these 12-year-olds.
I'm going through there, and I'm looking through the rosters to see who I can trade away. That music's playing, and I just got it tuned out because I'm so focused on what I'm doing. But anyway, it's still pumping through there.
I just need to understand this real quick. Make sure I understand it, y'all. Y'all believe that every song?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just hits.
No.
I mean,
but I guarantee you there's
more than likely the hit.
But I guarantee you there's more than one song in that video game that is. They're making sure.
But making me do what? I think that's the part I don't understand. Like,
it's just deprogramming you.
Yeah.
Keeping you here. Like, oh, we're going to allow him to question things so, you know, he don't feel like he's trapped.
It's slowly deprogramming.
Deprogramming to do what?
Being a human being and then being more of a yes man.
Playing a video game or listen to a TV show or music.
Absolutely.
It's the small things.
Look, have you not noticed I hate to get into, oh man,
Let's do it, man. Just, this is
have you ever? Okay, have you ever noticed that so much stuff is gay and trans all of a sudden within like the past 4 years or so? Because they're putting it in front of you more, because they're trying to make you more accepting of it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with all these different little things. They're just kind of making, putting it in front of you just so that you're more okay with it. So that when they swoop in, it's not such a, well, I didn't see that coming. Like one of my favorite memes from like 10 years ago is this girl with these thick glasses. I'm talking like thick. And then it says, I didn't see that coming. I have it sitting on my desk at work because it is just, because that's the thing is that if they've already kind of dumbed you down a little bit to it, then you're not as resistant at being that.
I got your pushback already. If that is the case, has it been successful?
No. It's a work in progress. No. If it was successful, then everything would have already happened.
It depends on what you classify as acceptable.
Man, I'm looking at a group of conservatives right now in the Congress or White House. They all this programming, they sure ain't, they're missing the message, buddy. Because they are not with it. And I think it's a lot of liberals, moderate people in the middle, what you want to call them, they kind of like, we don't vibe with that energy.
But you're telling me that on the other side, there's no Democrats saying, oh, this is part of the New World Order.
What do you mean, like,
passing all these things, with them being so unified in going through, they're saying, there's your New World Order.
What do you mean, like the opposite agenda? What do you mean? Yeah. Explain that.
Because it's still the same, you know, it still could be the same agenda. So if you remember how I was telling you that show, The Handmaid's Tale, they were trying to say that that's what I'm saying, is that the Democrats on the other side are going to be looking at that group of Republicans and saying, look, they're pushing through the New World Order. They're trying to get rid of all these programs. Okay. They're trying to get rid of all these people. They're trying to come together from that end.
If both are saying that's the New World, that's New Order, then is it really one then?
Who knows? Because, your New World...
What if there's two groups that's fighting for the New World Order power?
There could be. There absolutely could be.
Then who's controlling?
They could not even be fighting at all and just making both.
And they could just be making the...
That's what I say.
But you see what they're doing.
Are you going to leave me hanging?
But you see what they're doing, Trey, is they're actually making the division between us when they're the ones who are like, yes, we got them.
So you say that's that form of mind control that they're trying to do with the blue beam.
Exactly.
I could take that. I still don't think they're doing it through music. I mean, I'm not saying they don't do any of it towards music, but I can see. I guess I can roll with y'all some of it.
I mean,
they're not being efficient in my book.
Well,
not how I would.
Well, at least you're not giving me a no.
There's Trey Burches in the world. Plant it's going to take seed. A way to chip away a little bit at a time. Mm. Yeah. You got to chip the Trey Burches away.
I'm like the Trojan time. Horse. I'll let you think I'm dumb.
You and your 500,000 people. Right?
There we go.
Because there ain't a billion of
this,
you, I guarantee.
This is Sparta! Yeah, it's not a billion.
They didn't win, though.
Huh?
Sparta. I had
billion. Well, the 300 didn't win, but the 300 spoke to 10,000 Spartan army. See, that's all you need. See, that's what we need. That's what I'm saying.
I'm on your side. Like, I would be fighting, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to just accept it. Yeah. And I think all of us would. We would be part of your 500,000.
Okay.
No?
Hypothetically here, let's say y'all on my side. We are part of the resistant movement. If they kidnap your kids, what are you doing? Are you craving? Are you fighting?
Oh, I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy, you don't count because you already said you'll give your kids anthrax. So
what? Whoa.
What?
Can you throw a little context out there, bro?
No, absolutely not.
What? It's oh, my gosh.
For the ratings, no.
You bleep that out, too. Jesus.
No. I'm about to hear this in the... So Jeremy said that if he caught... We was talking about surveillance. And if he said that if it happened, I said, well, what if you had walked to a lab and you got some anthrax on you and they needed to, you know, catch you. So they survey, they watch you, make sure you didn't get home in time. He's like, no, don't never watch me. I said, what if you take the anthrax home and kill everybody? Like, well, we're just going to have to be dead. And I'm like, dang, you're your whole family with anthrax because you don't be watched by the government for a hot second. So
I still stand by that, but so I wouldn't willingly do it. So golly, just.
I mean, I don't know, Jeremy. Real clear line you
oh
got.
Oh my gosh.
It's dotted.
Very much so.
This is the kind of stuff that comes back and makes people get their kids taken away. Good night.
You said you would give your kids anthrax?
Literally. They'll be replaying it.
He did not.
You are fake news.
Golly. For the people listening to it, he did not say that. I'm joking. This is called friendship, jokes, and laughter. Okay.
Give them children anthrax.
But I mean, I do stand by that, and I really would. I would much rather just let things happen as they would. Like I said, I wouldn't willingly do it, mm-hmm. but if for some reason I didn't know, it just happens.
For the resistant movement that we may have to fight, like a blue beam, we can say, oh, snap, blue beam is really happening. And they knew that they heard our podcast prior to them releasing whatever. And they said, hey, we got your kids. We got your kids. If y'all continue to try to be a part of the resistant, we're going to hurt them or kill them or whatever.
And they will. They will do that to some people. I'm sure they will.
But how many people will fold?
A lot.
That's what I'm saying.
I would fight them.
But I've been saying that this whole... That's not the only big way they're going to do that to people. They're going to do that in a lot of different ways.
Like what?
They're going to know what people are going to cave into, and they're going to... They're going to know everybody's weaknesses. They're going to gun for those weaknesses.
How do you know everybody's weaknesses?
Because there's only 500,000 of you, Trey.
Trey, how
there's
many
only,
people...
There's only... There's such a small amount.
Trey... How many people have Alexas in their home? You're being surveillanced all the time. Your phone has a camera on it. You know as good as I do. We've talked before where we said, hey, man, I love Papa John's. I really want Papa John's. I really, really want Papa John's.
Hey, stop.
You're going to get a
Papa
John's ad on your phone. They know everybody's weaknesses because they listen.
Or is it
everybody? They see everybody.
And see, what I'm saying they do is they just shotgun information to see who the weak people are. And that's all I'm saying. And I'm saying, if you know, like,
oh, if you're saying that sounds like you're a project.
He's part of the New World Order.
Well, not part of the New World Order, but he believes in Project Bluebeam because that's the whole point.
No, okay, okay, listen.
That's
listen.
The whole point is that they're throwing that out there to see who.
Okay, as a person who has, like, so one of my masters is in media design. And the whole goal of media design is to get you to look at an ad to make you do something. We study the colors. We study the effects on the mood. We study the human psychology with different, you know, interactions with stuff and words and fonts. We have so I understand what y'all are saying. I'm not, but what I'm saying is I create ads and be like, if people believe this is they're dumb. And then watch this. I'll get people, like when I created my ads and for the portfolio stuff, and people are like, oh man, this is amazing. And I laugh because I'm like, it did its job, but if you, what I'm saying is we are, it should be more people aware of that. You say Papa John's too many times when you go to your Instagram, oh, we got a special. I'm going to laugh and say, man, look what it did. They're listening still.
But the bigger project or the bigger picture is the people that's over here behind that person that created that ad,
mm-hmm.
that influenced all those people. That's the person going, I got them to create that ad.
But even if it's not effective,
I used you to program those people for me.
But okay, hear me out. If I don't go buy Papa John's, what's it effective though? That's all I'm saying in this is, you can hit me whatever you want to hit me with. Let's say you hit me with mind control, and I never do what you want me to do. Are you being effective? Or if I say,
well, that everybody has free will.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Fight, resist. If you know that, and you know, if they do it like zero day, though, that would be different.
But that's part of what this is.
Well, the music to me is breakable. That's what I'm saying. I think the ones y'all are naming to me right now are breakable.
What about gamma rays?
That's not breakable. That's deeper than that's on a different wavelength.
Yeah, but they could be using that too.
That's a different. Now we're entering into a different conversation though, because I can't control the way my brain responds to certain things in the environment.
What about 5G, Trey? 5G?
No, I'm not buying that.
You don't believe 5G?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
My phone's 5G.
Yeah, I don't believe that. it's supposed to be, that's how they're using the kind of sway. I don't believe that.
Oh, I'm going to get you before you get me. I know yours ain't because you got an Apple.
What do you mean? Mine is 5G. It's AT&T.
It's an Apple.
What do you mean? Everything's on a network, not necessarily the phone.
5G's on a network.
I don't care. I just had to attack Apple because y'all attack me all the time.
Oh, because you're feeling inferior with your
Android? Oh, I'm not. And all your data is going to the government? I'm not.
Shout out to Microsoft. I'm not inferior.
Shout out to Apple for keeping it safe.
No, I'm saying shout out to Microsoft for making him a slave.
He probably listened to one too many Adele songs.
Right. New World Order.
Listen.
New World Order.
Just because you're a Sam Smith fan doesn't mean
you're Those are fighting words right there.
Whoa. Okay. You can sign me up for Alicia Keys. I love Alicia Keys.
I could do that too. That piano. Oh, that piano is mind controlling.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know what? So really mind controlling is, I'm going to come at your Apple again.
Okay, go ahead.
Is they come after the mass majority of people.
Would you call that your
with
phone?
With that Apple with a bot taken out of it for the Adam and Eve Christianity.
No, that's just hypo. It's
not.
I'm just wondering.
Steve Jobs bit an apple and put it down. Like, oh, that's a good logo.
Would you call that your phone? I'm just wondering.
That's subliminal messaging. They need to take that. That's subliminal messaging.
Is what, the sin?
That's a subliminal messaging.
But what would be the message? That's what I'm asking you.
It's saying, God told you not to take a bite of that apple. I took a bite of it. It's just referencing Christianity is all I'm saying.
I would say, no, it's just a bitten apple. So if I bite an apple and put it on my
I think that a lot of people, when I bring this to their attention, would disagree, though.
It wasn't an apple.
Actually, we've already brought it up. I mean, it was pretty.
It was a fruit. It wasn't an apple. See? Anyway, I already destroyed.
Could have been a peach.
I'm just throwing it out.
It's a passion fruit.
It's a damn apple. We all know
fruit.
It's an apple.
Hopefully, what? It wasn't a pineapple, because that would have.
The name of the company is Apple.
It could have been a banana.
The name of the company is Apple. But it is Bible literally spelled APPLE.
You know what I'm saying? But the Bible didn't say that the fruit was apple. It could have been banana.
I'm just saying.
He's saying the Bible didn't say it was fruit.
I understand that.
Nobody denied
it. Majority of Christians say it's an apple.
And they are incorrect.
That's because they read it in a translation.
I know.
Not even that. The Bible doesn't ever say that.
That's what I've been saying too. How many times has it been translated? Anyway, this isn't attack. This isn't attack religion or anything.
No, that's good.
Bringing it up, that is a huge subliminal message.
They've been programmed.
Is an apple with a bite taken out of it. And it just so happens to be the most popular phone in the world. And the most popular religion in the world is what?
Islam. I'm messing with you. Christianity by a small margin. But I'm just saying it wasn't an apple, so I don't know what are they referring to.
I'm just saying the majority of Christians
believe that it was an apple because they were programmed to believe that.
Exactly.
And just like this, I shared this when I had preached one time. I said most people have an image of Jonah in the belly of a whale with a candle.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that doesn't even make sense. Yeah. But we believe it because when we was kids, they showed him in there praying with a candle.
Uh-huh.
What? How did he get a whale swallow water and a stomach's ass? Like, how?
He might have had a flashlight.
Amazing.
He might have swallowed.
How did that whale never
well
digest
him? Yeah. Well, I break it down that some theories, and it's not to get too much off topic, but some theories believe that he died. He did die in the belly of the whale, because the word in Hebrew that he uses, like, I'm probably going to mess it up now, but it's shalom, which means death, which means from the pits of the grave. So
did
that
you
can
say
be,
shalom?
Not shalom, shalom.
Oh, okay. That's like shalom.
Shalom.
Like...
I may be saying it wrong now, because I always listen to it before I preach it. And it just means from the pits of the grave or from the belly of darkness. So that's all for to death. So what if you, and that's why I tell people, this is what, once again, if we get a generation of people like ourselves who are going to read past the headlines, I don't believe that stuff works. I don't believe that because what would I tell? Like, first, we just had the conversation. You'll go to work tomorrow and say, hey, man, don't talk about Papa John's around my phone because I'm a big Papa. And then that sheep person, like, oh, I don't do that. And he gets home. He's like, Dustin, crazy Dustin said they're going to put Papa John's
virus on my phone.
And then he'll come tomorrow. I guarantee the next day, he's like, hey, man, we was talking about Papa John's, and that's all I'm getting. He's like, yeah, man, because they're listening. You don't think that their brain now is like, let me be careful. That's all we need, freedom. Because now they're going to be like, what else has happened? Now they go home and plug in the Alexa because I sent Jeremy something. I was like, Jeremy, you don't like the government surveillance, but they doing some undermining stuff to kind of listen to Alexa.
Yeah, it starts in a couple days, I think. So I'm about to get rid of that junk.
Yeah,
you'll see.
That's all I'm saying is I think we have subtle opportunities soon.
100% agree with you on that. I think that more of us need to open up and realize when these opportunities arise, because really we shouldn't just stand up and fight the government that's controlling us. We should stand up and fight the authority that's controlling us and actually brainwashing everyone and programming them and saying, I see what you're doing. I want to think for myself.
Yeah.
I want to believe what I believe.
Yeah.
Not what you are programming me to believe.
Preach.
Programming me to like what I like and what and tell me what I don't like.
Come on now.
You're free to believe what you want to believe. You're free to like what you like and dislike what you don't like.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to tie into it real quick.
Take us to church.
It's like so many like younger folks. I'm not saying y'all are old, but
catching strays.
Younger people, like my cousins and stuff, mm-hmm. They're younger than me. They have children. Like, for example, they're growing their own food.
Mm.
They're making their own bread.
Mm.
They're homeschooling their children.
Come on now.
They're like taking control of their life, cutting out the industry that is controlling us, and they're sustaining themselves. And I think that's a big part of it, is that we need to be learning to cultivate this new life so that we can then raise our children to not allow this control back in.
Yeah.
To be free thinkers.
People were programmed to stop taking care of themselves and actually living off of what was provided to them, which is this earth and the resources that this earth provides.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, why would I want to grow corn when I can go to the grocery store and buy a can of corn that's more than likely, you don't know where that corn came from.
China, probably.
That came from America.
Even still, you don't know where they
Bill
got
Gates,
it from.
His GMOs.
I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy this processed.
You don't think he's GMOing?
Turkey.
Oh my God.
This processed turkey, sandwich turkey, instead of, I see a turkey, I want some turkey. I'm just saying.
No, no.
They've been programmed to say, I don't have to survive and I don't have to take care of myself because the government.
It's the convenience.
The government.
That's what I'm saying.
The convenience. It's easier.
Is people programmed or people just dumb and lazy, like I'm saying?
They're programmed to become dumb and lazy.
Because of convenience. If you're telling me I don't have to go pick think about it. First of all, we have to work too much. All right?
Yes.
So we substitute the time to work so that I can pay a farmer or whoever, Bill Gates, whoever you think it is, to go make my food instead of me having to work it. This is why I say, this is why we're so out of shape as a country, is because we spend most of our time sitting at desk, whatever it is that you do. And then when you come home, you go to sleep or you're tired or you whip up something unhealthy processed food.
Yes.
Because it's cheaper to afford. Because the natural good stuff, they have a whole little special section in the grocery store just for these are the foods without the poison. And it costs double what the other stuff costs.
What I would love for people
to
do
is.
Which
is all fake.
Yep.
What I would love for people to do is you said money.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love for people to look at money and say, what is the real benefit of money? It's because these people in this group said it's important and it matters.
Yes.
Whenever we could all actually farm, grow our own damn
and
food.
And trade.
And I can come over to you and say, hey, you want some meat? I got some pigs and I want some of your vegetables.
Yeah, but in this scenario that we talked about before, I got the meat, you got the vegetables.
I want some meat.
Yeah, there you go.
And then,
I can't grow vegetables.
I agree with you.
I can grow animals.
I want your meat.
Whoa, what's going on here? Pause.
I'll give you some taters.
I'm going to say this. You got the vegetables. Jeremy has the poultry. I'm not going to say he has the meat.
I'm like Arby's.
It's not
like
Arby's.
I've got the meats.
Watch this. And what happens is the systems and the powers of be have said, well, we don't have any of that. So let's get them to beef. And then we step in as the middleman to broker. So, Jeremy, you can't talk to Dustin. Dustin can't talk
to government.
And, yeah. Yep. And then better yet, a person like me, see, I can't, I'm up here growing my berries and the rabbits and keep taking them and they over here living in abundance of corn and I'm going to take it from them.
No, the problem is people now have been programmed and go, I want to do that. It's too hard.
Yeah, but
it's too hard. They said that I can actually pay them. I can get 4 cans of corn for $1.
Yeah, but it is
why would I even try and grow corn?
But it is too hard when you got to work 8 hours and then
I don't look at
and
that
then
way.
Come home. And bro, turn
I'm not.
To the
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. Not, I tell. I talk to Jeremy in traffic all day. I'm like, Jeremy, this is killing me, man. Because I can feel my life energy draining.
Yeah. Because they said, I've made your life convenient.
No, they didn't. They made it terrible for me. My life was convenient last year.
But like working the 9-to-5 is another program. It's another program that and we just accept and we just do money. It every day.
You know why we accept it? Because Dolly Parton made it okay.
Hey.
She sang the song.
Dolly.
Working 9 to 5. See, she normalized working 9 to 5.
She forgot what her daddy and him did.
Oh, jeez.
God.
Oh, my hat almost came off. I'm going to give y'all this theory. I think, and I said this today at work, my brain is always thinking of ways to make life better for our American citizens, my brothers and sisters in arms. I know everybody's not going to like me, and I know everybody's not a fan of me as a person just because people got issues. But I did say, like, if I hire you.
Are you saying people that don't like you have issues?
Yeah. I'm an awesome person.
And y'all say it's all about me when I talk about the Truman Show.
It is legitimately. Unless you're my ex-girlfriend of mine, you should not have an issue with me, okay?
It's okay. I'm period. On that level. I'm I'm awesome.
Yeah.
If anybody has a problem.
I wouldn't even say I'm awesome. I'm just saying, like, I'm a cool guy, man. You like
don't even have to be awesome in his book. He's just him. He's just good to go.
Just be. Yeah, I'm a love on you. You come around me, you'll get some love, okay?
Listen to me.
What's up? I'm just saying this.
He's trying to get a word in.
Let me finish my thought. Okay. All I'm saying before Jeremy made me boost myself is, think about it like this. Ideally, if I hire you for a salary, right, and I hire you for 8 hours on a day, this is how we can balance. If you finish your job, the task that I gave you for that day, or whatever you're supposed to do, let's say you had a week worth of work and you did it in 2 days, you should still get paid for the week.
Yes.
Yes.
And go home to do what? Be with your family.
Listen to Dolly Parton 9 to 5 and then realizing that you're programmed to work 8 hours a day.
All right, I'm done.
Again.
Everybody want to work 8 hours a day, man.
What would you about to say?
I work more than that.
Do my impersonations.
Which one? That.
She forgot what her daddy and them did.
She forgot what her daddy and them did. I got to hear it back now.
Was that the word in Edgewise? No. Okay. I was just like, no. Wow.
No.
Me too.
She forgot what her dad and him did.
Was that better?
I just got to hear myself.
That was much better.
Anyway. I'm getting there.
What I was going to say is what would I be classified as?
In this group.
Hold on. Not just me individually. I'm saying as a group of people. If I were to get, let's say, on a high end, 2000. Well, that's way high end. 2,000 people. Let's say I did get 2,000 people. We started us a community.
You're cool.
Didn't even have to finish what I was going to say.
Immediately. If you're
doing didn't even have to finish what I was going to say.
And everybody's going to put you down.
What? Yeah. I mean, if I got
FBI, CIA, ATF, DEA, one of them going to find you.
There's people out in Arizona and stuff like that are doing that.
There's a lot of them.
Man has bought like 200 acres and he invites whoever and
whatever. They're having a lot of crazy work the land.
And he's just automatically saying that. He doesn't even know who we're talking about.
I know what's going down.
And what they're doing.
Any private land.
But what I was going to say is.
That's something that I would do.
And that's not me attacking you.
I'm good. I'm comfortable.
It's not me attacking you. what I'm saying is people, let's just say I got 2,000 people.
I'm good. I'm staying focused. Yes, 2,000 people.
And we got an area, like she just said, but all we're doing is growing all of our own food. We're not doing anything weird like you're saying. Anyway, we're living by how we want to live. They're a cult.
If we're just growing food, you're a farm. Watch this. If you just growing food, you're a farm. Well, you said we're living how do we want to live? You're cult now, and you're probably doing some crazy stuff.
Hold on a second, though. You agreed with me a minute ago when I said people should be allowed to believe whatever they want to believe.
Yeah.
And not be controlled and just fall into what they're being told to do and live by and what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
You agree with me on that?
Yep.
But then when I said how people, we're going to live however we want to live, you were not okay with that.
I'm not saying nothing's wrong with your ideas. What I'm saying is it will get labeled as a cult because normally
people have been programmed to believe what's normal and what's not normal.
Well, okay. So what you do is look at patterns, right? When people do this, get to 2,000 acres, they get this little community, all of them have gone off the rocks. They go in with that idea of we're just here to grow food and live in peace and harmony and grow our ideas and live how we want to in peace, to leave us alone. And whatever community they're closest to, of course, those people have issues because, like, what you're doing over there, strange. And but then you kind of go into the community and you're kind of like, oh, they are doing a little bit. They are having some little orgy parties, some crazy stuff. And you're like, well, I mean, that's a side of it. But they are doing other stuff like growing their food. But, like, this little part of it is crazy. But, and that's the problem.
But what I'm saying
not is, for me, for the issue.
And what I'm saying is, though, is the reason that's a problem is because you were programmed to say that's wrong.
So you think it's okay? Okay. I'm
not saying it's okay.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying it's okay. What I'm saying is who am I to say whether or not it is okay?
That's a slippery slope. That's a slippery slope. But, and the reason I say that is because you got to have a set.
Now, don't get me wrong. I have boundaries.
Okay, watch this. To your point, you got to have some societal boundaries that are societal norms. And I'm not saying that all of us may say, you got to unleash the program. I was like, it's some programming we kind of need to keep, though. Because then you'll have, unfortunately, these, I call them weirdos, where it's like, well, I'm 6 years old. I need my 8-year-old wife. All right. See, and there we go. As soon as we kind of say, we think in a more, we have a moral balance. We'll say, hey, no, we want to own food. We want to be great people. We want to live in peace. We want to love on each other, but not, you know, like that. We just want to live in harmony.
I mean, would you consider the Amish people a cult?
I don't.
I mean, technically.
But honestly.
According to what you were saying earlier, they would be considered a cult.
Exactly.
But they don't have one leader, though, do they?
Consider them a cult. Mm-hmm.
They don't have one leader, do they? They have communities.
Yeah.
So they don't have one leader. So a cult is one. We're all looking up to this one.
They all practice the same religion.
Yeah. So they're spread out. And they have communities, but they're not. They don't have. They might have a patriarch.
It just reminds me of like subdivisions. Yeah, I feel like subdivisions were intended for that.
You can even push that argument that some neighborhoods are cults. HOA. You're gonna do this way and stay this way, and we're gonna take you down if you don't.
They have a board though. It's not just one person.
It's always one person that's driving the HOA. That one Karen that's going to sit there. Your grass is too high. Go get a life.
That's why I became president of my last HOA.
When I had TikTok, I used to love that one guy that they always showed him going over to that one customer's, I mean, that customer, that one neighbor's house, ringing the doorbell. You know that you can't put all these pizza boxes in there.
Hey, man, you have 27 boxes of pizza.
You can't only put 12.
Why are you at my door? Leave me alone.
I've heard some people from my last neighborhood, we miss you so much being
there. No, but what you were talking about, the morality thing and all that, I think that's not my place to say. That's just how I personally believe. It's not my place to say, that's morally wrong, I'm going to do this to you. Unless what that person did actually affected me or one of mine, I don't care what you do. I mean, I do care what you do because I don't like, I may not necessarily like what you do, but it's not my business.
That's my issue. Is that, in no disrespect, there that thinking of, we have, as a culture, we have gotten to that point. As long as my bubble is safe, I'm okay. And that's the part that scares me about the blue beam theory and mind control. Because if we think like that, we don't think that my neighbors are maybe in danger if I don't wake them up. And or, like for instance, if a fire, like the California fires, if I'm in my house and I'm outside and I'm like, oh, man, it's what is that? And I see that as a fire and I say, well, let me pack my family up and leave. I feel like that's a great disservice to humanity. I think while I can't be the enforcer of morality for you, I can say, hey,
warn you of it.
I can't. Oh, you know, or watch this. If me and Jeremy are going out and this girl is being extra flirty with him, I may be like, hey, Jeremy, she flirting with you? And Jeremy, like, man, we just being friendly. All right, be careful. That's it. I'm not telling him what he can and cannot do, but I am going to put it just in case. Hey, man, I feel like she's being a little extra.
You're planting a seed.
Yeah.
So, you're making something aware that he may not be aware.
Be aware, right. Yeah. If we feel like, well, I see it, but Jeremy should be strong enough to resist whatever she I'm going to protect. As long as Trey go home to his wife, okay. Jeremy, okay, the next thing I know, Jeremy's on the news or something crazy because the man I don't, you know, got him. I'm like, what happened?
I think that's perfectly, I mean, I think that anybody would say that's perfectly fine. Like, tell him what you can give advice.
But see, I think
and then ultimately it should be up to him.
But yeah,
after you give your advice and you give your say.
Like, I can knock my neighbor's door and say,
after that man, you can't enforce
it. That's what I'm saying. You can't enforce it unless y'all have that relationship and they give you permission.
Even with the mind control stuff that I was talking about earlier, And, you know, just to give you a bone on that, I think that there is a little bit of people that have free will still through that. Like, there's a little piece of Trey Burch that's not going to be reprogrammed.
Yeah.
And it comes into your own being and able to say, oh my gosh, you know, and have that, you know, moment where you're like, whoa, what am I doing? Like, say they want to come for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, if you don't conform, and you're going to be like, I'm not going to conform, and I am not going to let you take my kids. Like, that may be the one thing that's like, bam, I am going to fight against all of it now.
Yeah.
Like, and then boom, programming undone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there Whatever will be that little piece in a large amount of people. I'm not going to say all, but a large amount of people, that there's going to be one thing that's going to cross the line. Whatever it is, it may not be your kids. It may be your TV. Yeah, maybe they want to.
At some point, you're gonna hit a. I'm done, Mark.
Welcome to my side. Thank you.
It's a little piece, but yeah. I'm saying the reprogramming is still happening. I'm not denying that.
I think there's something in all of us that's just gonna be like,
right. But is everybody strong enough for that one thing? Exactly.
No.
That's my point. Is that some people don't care. Like, they would much rather, like, again, to your point, they have their little bubble, their little safety bubble. As long as I'm okay, or you're,
no,
as long as I'm okay, it doesn't matter what happens to my kids.
Yep, that's the Holocaust.
I mean, surprisingly enough, there's going to be people like that don't have that connection. They're like, they could fend for themselves.
Yep,
my kids are strong. Or whatever, and they're just gonna, yes, daddy, government.
The purge.
There's gonna be people that do that, and there's gonna be people where I'm sitting here and I know that somebody's doing something to your kid next door, and I'm not going to be okay with that. I'm going to go over there and step in and try and help. Yeah. There's going to be people that do that. There's going to be people on both sides that are completely going to conform and just walk aimlessly like the human centipede.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
I mean, it's going to happen. But there's going to be those that step up and step in and say, nah,
so
I don't want to go for that.
I feel like in this episode all of us bounced from side to side just a little bit.
Did.
So yeah. I want to wrap up with, I'll start with you, Dustin. Do you believe that Project Blue Beam could or could not be happening?
Yes.
Yes. Trey.
I believe the elements are happening. I don't think it would happen as a whole. No.
So you don't think that the one world government is trying to take over at all?
No. I believe elements, yes. I don't believe Blue Beam is the process to do it.
Okay, so just side question.
Mm-hmm.
Short.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think could be, like, how do you think their plan would go for one world government?
Division, mind control, conquer.
But mind control goes back to Project.
That's what I said. Elements. I think you
conquer is all of it, though. No matter which plan you're going in,
I think you.
So you got two out of three. What was the first one?
I think you use people's division and fears.
Yeah, it's division and conquer.
Yeah,
okay, I don't think
that's not in Blue Book.
I think it wasn't. Division was not. But two out of three. Two out of three.
Elements.
Yeah,
elements.
2 out of 3 is pretty good odds. You had a 2 out of 3 chance of winning the lottery. Would you play?
Yeah,
exactly.
And I was still lose because it's rigged.
All right, what about you, Caitlin?
Do I think it's happening right now? Maybe not, but I do think, like, the overall possibility of something of that nature happening.
Okay, I mean, I personally think that there is a lot of it happening already. I think that the reprogramming's happening. I think that. I hate to say the drones, but I think that that could have been part of it, almost like testing us to see what would catch and what wouldn't. Kind of like we saw a lot with COVID. Mm-hmm. I feel like that, you know, if you try to tie the little pretty bow on it, that could be part of it. But then again, there's some people that say that there hasn't been anything since it was the late 90s or 2000 or 2005 or something like that, that kind of brought Project Blue Beam in. Until the drones, they say that could have been part of it, but I don't know. But I do think, overall, if the end goal is one world government, it's just a little piece, kind of like what I was saying earlier. So,
I think if you want to call it Project Blue Beam, you can. I think there's definitely things in that.
The end result is still the same.
I think there's definitely things in that that have happened and are happening. And there's also things that are in other plans they had that have happened and are happening. I think they pivot one to the next. Because whatever they're doing, you don't know they're doing.
Yeah.
And what we know that they're doing, they've already done.
Fair enough. Anybody have anything else? Well, I appreciate everybody for listening to this episode, and we'll talk to you on the next one.
Remember, Bruce out there, through between the lines.
Yeah.
No catchphrase, Kaylin?
Oh,
no. No? Okay.
Catch you later.